Tim, you know that in the entire time I've been on the radio, I have rarely dissed other radio people, particularly on the radio station I work for.
Yeah, rarely. I don't know that I've ever heard that, really.
It's just not my style.
Right.
But I have to comment about something that Kent Earhart did while he was sitting in this chair on Wednesday afternoon, hosting the 3 to 6 show here on KTRS. I got in my car about 10 to 5 on Wednesday afternoon, and I heard Kent taking calls for a woman who claimed to be a psychic.
Yeah.
Now, if you were on that show, so you're well aware of this. I didn't hear the first 40-plus minutes of it. But if you've listened to my shows over the last couple of decades at all, you know how I feel about these people who make paranormal claims. They're lying. There is no such thing as psychic ability. No one's ever proven that they can actually do it. Now, I've heard some people who pretend to be a psychic, or claim to be a psychic, who, while they're lying, are really good at it.
Right.
What they're doing is called cold reading, which is they're trying to get a sense of who you are and what kind of information they can get from you. Usually it's best if they're doing it in person, but even over the radio, they ask you questions that make you give them information that they then give back to you, and it sounds like, ooh, how did she know that? Well, whether you knew it or not, you told her that. But this woman that Kent had on was bad. She wasn't even a good con artist.
She didn't answer my question.
What was your question?
Question, as soon as I came on, I said, can you ask your guest why my life sucks? And there was no answer.
Well, here's the thing. You know, it's interesting you would ask a negative question like that because most people are asking for advice like that because something in their life isn't going right. No one ever calls up and says, hi, I'd like to know if my continuing to be a millionaire with everything I want and the wife of my dreams and perfect children, is that going to continue? No one ever asks a psychic that.
Right.
It's always things aren't good. I'm worried about my job, my relationship, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. One woman who I called, again, I only heard it for 10 minutes, but I think the last woman who called up and said, I'd like to know if I'm going to get pregnant soon. Now, you don't have to claim you're a psychic to understand what that situation is. It's a person, probably relatively young, probably relatively newly married, and the psychic actually asked her, have you gotten married recently? Yes, about 4 or 5 months ago.
How'd you know?
Well, here's one thing we all know. When people start their life together, when they get married, they're usually on the path to the next big life event, which is having a child. And so the psychic very easily said, oh, yes, I think you will in the next year. A year is a long time. That's 300 plus nights of trying to make a baby. Maybe afternoons and mornings on the weekend. I don't know. But that's an easy thing to say. That's cheap information. Like I said, they would never tell somebody their hopes are dashed or, I'd like to know how my father's doing in heaven. Well, no, your dad's in hell. They never say that. will I get a job soon? No, you're going to be out of work for another 10 years. Nobody would say that. The problem I have with these con artists, and yes, I'll keep calling them that until they prove otherwise, is that in most cases they're preying on somebody's emotions.
Right.
And I will tell you of an instance of somebody who did tell somebody something really, really negative, and it was one of the worst things I've ever heard a human being say, let alone say on television. You may remember a truly evil woman named Sylvia Brown. Sylvia Brown, for quite a while, was America's most famous, quote, psychic, unquote. She claimed to be able to talk to the dead and to the spirits and to be able to funnel that information out of nonsense land, and she was the only person who could be a vessel for this information coming to you. I say she was the most famous psychic in America because most psychics, you know, they have an office in a strip mall. Maybe they have ads on Facebook, but they're not nationally known. Sylvia Brown became nationally known because of an enabler by the name of Montel Williams, who had a daily TV show and would have her on a regular basis. And I vividly remember when Sylvia Brown was on the air with him, and she was taking questions from people in the audience, and Sean Hornbeck's parents were there, and they wanted to know, where is our son? He had gone missing. And Sylvia Brown thought for a moment, and instead of going the nice psychic route of, I don't know where he is, but I'm sure he's fine, she told Sean Hornbeck's parents that their son's body was buried beneath two jagged boulders, that he was dead. Now, everyone in St. Louis remembers 4 years later, Sean was found not dead, not buried between two jagged boulders, but alive and well and living with his abductor, Michael Devlin, in that apartment in Kirkwood. This became headline news all around the country, and Sean's parents told journalists that one of the lowest points in their life was when Sylvia Brown told them their boy was dead. That is the most evil thing I've heard come out of anybody's mouth in my lifetime.
Yeah.
And so for more people like this person who was on with Kent on Wednesday afternoon to continue anything in that realm, whether you're saying positive stuff or negative stuff, to continue this con and pretend that you actually have the ability. Let me ask you, do you honestly believe that you're sitting at home or in your car and you call a radio station and a woman you've never met before or heard of before has some paranormal ability to look into your life and tell you what's going to happen? Did you think of it in those terms? You actually thought that she could do that and then took her advice?
That's the thing I don't get, you know, the calling. I have to admit, people did have some fun with it. I feel the same way about psychics as you do. I mean, it's, come on. But I don't know if people were actually truly reaching for real answers or if they were just having fun with it, you know?
No, people actually believe this BS. And and it bothers me. I mentioned this last week when I had a guy by the name of Brian Dunning on here. You weren't here, Tim, but I talked to a guy who runs a podcast called Skeptoid, where he occasionally talks about things like this. And I admitted to him that I have been talking about debunking this sort of nonsense for most of my radio career. And my great friend James Randi, probably the best-known debunker of paranormal nonsense, has been doing it for 50 years. And I know other people who have tried to be the voice of reason and explain how these things are tricks. There's no actual paranormal activity taking place whatsoever. But I admitted to Brian Dunning last week, and I'll say it again here today, I'm starting to get depressed. Because after all these years of saying these things, I feel like I've been talking to a wall. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's as if the truth doesn't matter. Well, we know how little it matters now in 2017. But the fact that these sort of things still get promoted and allowed on the radio, and I'll also point out that the 20 years that Frank did this show, he felt the same way I did about this nonsense and would never have allowed somebody like that on the air. So I like Kent Earhart. But shame on you, Kent, for allowing that. And at the end of that hour with her, he said, oh, this was fun. We should do this again.
No.
I screamed no at my radio in the car,
Tim. I
could hear
you doing that, too.
Then I made that sound. And here's the radio part of me that understands this, and you will too, Tim. When you're doing a talk radio show, you have to fill the time. And some days you come in to do the show and you don't have everything you will need to fill the 3 hours that are on the air. Sometimes it's because a guest drops out. Sometimes it's just because you couldn't think of enough stuff to talk about and get calls about to fill the 3 hours. And that's why it's easy to rely on someone like that psychic to fill an hour for you. because you just open up the lines. All the lines will light up. You can take the calls for her. You can pretend that what she's doing is real. And at the end of the hour, you filled one-third of your show. I get that. But do it some other way. Now, Kent, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know I was going to say, I'm just, while you're telling me this, and listening to all the people that call it that, I wonder if those people really actually felt fulfilled on some of the answers that, you know, if I still wonder, were they just, you know, like you said, they're actually looking for answers, but I wonder if they felt like fulfilled, like the gal that, are you going to get pregnant? Yeah. Oh, wow, boy. If that's something that really is going to stick with her and go, yeah, the psychic said I'm going to, it's going to happen, you know? Are they fulfilled with the answers?
I don't know. I don't know. I do know that there have been a lot of people who have been ripped off by people claiming to have psychic ability. I talked 2 years ago about a big story out of Florida where the psychics preyed on this very wealthy woman and stole $27 million from her by telling her things like, well, what we need to do is we need to get some of that evil money of yours and put it somewhere where it'll be safe, where the bad people can't get to it, and I will protect it for you. And so she would bring them cash and gold and jewelry, and they would say some nonsense spell over it, and she would feel, because she was so susceptible to this message, she would feel like they were doing good for her. No, they were keeping it. They were ripping her off. They were burglarizing her life. Now, some of those people ended up going to jail. But 99% of the people who do that for a living never get prosecuted. There's no such thing as a bunco squad anymore who would go after con artists. So, you know, Kent is a meteorologist. Meteorology is a science. If he asked that psychic to predict the weather, and it was not the same as the weather forecast he would give, because he's looked at the maps, he's looked at the science, the isobars, the humidity, the Gulf Stream, all that sort of stuff. He knows the science of that. She wouldn't know the science of that. Would he think, well, you're a psychic, you must know?